Wolf, and Luke.
Wow.
Wow.
Ron Wolfley. Luke Lipinski.
Don't waste all your best material this early in the show, because I want people to keep listening.
Wolf and Luke. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Live from the Auction Community Studios, hour number three of the show. The Phoenix Suns just continue to roll, and to talk about it and join us right now on the 72 Sold Sports Line is Jay Williams of the Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max show on ESPN every morning. Jay, thanks for the time, man. How's when you watch a game like that last night? I know you can't take a whole lot from the Suns beating Utah and they're missing all their players, but another fourth quarter win for this team. That's a pretty good characteristic to have, I guess.
Well, a couple of things. Good to talk to you boys.
Yeah, what up, Jay?
Always, what up, Wolf? It was always good. Consider I got into a fender bender today and my car got smashed from behind. But
wow.
I'm okay.
Ooh.
I'm here.
And you're here.
I got into a yelling match in the street and I decided not to be that angry person in New York City.
Why am I laughing?
I just want to say that. Wolf, I don't know, Luke, I don't know what to do, you know, when you get into fights that almost turn into fist fights. I'm like, I'm a grown man. I don't want to fight. But you just ran into the back of my car because you were texting. Anyway,
But you're good though.
Yes.
I'm good.
Okay.
Or I may not be good if I can make a little extra money. Well, it depends. We'll talk that.
Oh, my neck.
What? My neck is so sore, Wolf. I don't know why.
Jay.
But I know I can't help myself.
I know. That's all right. Just breathe.
You know, when you got guys like CP3 guys, this team is special, man. Mm. And I don't care who's out for other teams. I think one of the things that I've learned as I've grown is that, you know, doing a morning show is tough. Every day you have to bring it. You know, regardless of what happens in your life, you having a fender bender, your kids being sick, you know, you have a job to do. And there are people that look forward to hearing what you think and being entertained and connecting with you in the morning. And I look at teams that constantly show up, and I really want to reward that because I think that's important. And I don't think people recognize how hard that is. And one of the things I learned to appreciate more and more about this Suns team is that there's a burning passion to show up on a daily basis. And I think that deserves to be commended, guys. I really do. And this Suns team shows up.
You know, it's amazing right there that you feel that way, Jay, because that's exactly how I feel as a former player, just looking at this team and the consistency in which they play. It is absolutely, what is that? Is that coming from you, Jay? What is that sound?
I'm in a taxi because I got into the fender bender and I'm talking to you guys at the same time. I'm trying to pay this taxi man. He deserves a great receipt. Thank you. You get a bonus because you're great.
Oh my
and
goodness!
I'm trying to multitask here.
Okay, you're doing a good job, Jay. You're doing a good job.
This is amazing.
I can tell you right now. Sometimes I watch the Suns and it almost seems boring. Because they're so consistently great. And that is, as a former player, I got to tell you, I respect that greatly, Jay.
So it's really funny that you use the word "with boring," right? There's something that is so not boring about boring when you can show up and as a fan, you know what the hell to expect, right? Like, oh, effort. A guy fighting to get over a screen. That's boring. That's not boring in my book. You know, I
Devin Booker hitting the floor, right?
Exactly.
Devin Booker.
I love when I see Bridges get over a screen. I love when I see people contest shots. And when I go to games and I'm at, you know, oh, this is a big game, and I see a guy just kind of like nonchalantly float out there, not a contested shot. I'm like, see, that's what blue-collar teams do. And that's why, you know, I've been already going down this road, but there's especially this year, I know you're not supposed to be fans of teams and you're supposed to be objective, but I'm sitting there saying, like, I want to see Phoenix be rewarded. Please let this happen. Please let this team reach their glory point so we can tell young people, mm-hmm. like, see, this is how you actually play the game of basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can have stars that are bought into a culture of playing hard each and every night, and you can be rewarded by an NBA championship. That's what I want to happen.
Jay, you mentioned that culture. We're talking to Jay Williams. That culture, it's been impressive to watch because these guys, it feels like they're almost just a bunch of college buddies that happen to be great at basketball. But what's additionally great is they'll invite a guy in like Bismack Biyombo, and he fits right in. And Chris Paul's glowing about him. What is that?
You know why? Because when you come into any situation, when expectations are set and it starts from the top down, there's no BS, guys. And Wolf, you know about this too, and I hear people do this so many times. Whenever you find a team of excuses, you'll find a team that doesn't reach their top goal, right? Mm-hmm. Well, it was this, or, hey, guys, I couldn't do the call because I was in the fender bender, or, hey, guys, I couldn't do the call because, you know, I was trying to pay the taxi guy. Hey, guys, I couldn't do the call because there was a siren in the background. Why are you telling me all the reasons why you can't do something?
You got to speak truth.
And it's so like when your mindset as a team is built off, you know, why we can do something, then for anybody that comes into that, if they can't buy into that, bye. Yeah. We don't have time for that because that's how we're all connected and how we operate. And that's what's set up from the top down.
Okay, Jay, I have to ask you this right now. When you think of the NFL weekend, what story? Because there's a lot of them out there. What story do you think of?
So I got to tell you guys, and I'm on it. And I know that a lot of people try to poo-poo it. There's something different about Joe Burrow.
Yes, there really is. There really is.
I love that you went there.
And I came back from meeting my really good friend, a guy, Roger Mason, in the city. He played with me with the Chicago Bulls. And we were having a cigar. And I'm having a cigar. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like Joe Burrow right now. Like, there is this grown man style that he has to him. And, look, their O-line needs help. I mean, a guy got sacked 9 times. But there's something that makes you believe in his poise, how he can take control of games, the relationship he has. You know, we had Coach Ogeron on the other day, and he was saying that, you know, in the offseason that Joe and Ja'Marr Chase, you know, it was mandated throughout the offseason that he had to catch 10,000 balls, right? Like, and they would keep doing these things on a daily basis. Like, those reps, that continuity, that experience of knowing who a guy is and a guy leading a team to the AFC championship in his second year after going through a torn ACL, it just continues to blow my mind. And regardless of whether they win or lose, like what a great foundation for this team to move forward. It's incredible to watch, man.
Jay Williams, I can't believe you called in with everything going on, man. I hope your day gets better. Thank you.
Hey, Luke, no excuses.
No excuses.
That's what winners do. No excuses.
Appreciate you, Jay.
All right, boys.
Okay, man.
Thanks a lot.